Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
What is going on, everyone? It is Friday, June 27th. Welcome to a new episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. We are here for another episode to give, but this one we are giving you Night of Champions predictions, and we're going to talk amongst other topics that's going on in the wrestling world. I hope everyone is doing well. We are so glad you are here because we got a lot to talk about, and I am so looking forward to it because, Maggie, this show is going to be really good, I think. Technical difficulties. Who would have thought?
No. This is such bull crap. Because for once, I get to watch the show live, and I prepare snacks and everything. You know, I'm all cozy with my AC turned on. We have a big ass thunderstorm right now.
Nice.
You have to see this. So there's slight chance my power will go off, but you just so you know, if I glitch, there's your reason. The huge ass thunderstorm outside, and like I'm getting all cozy, you know, and like, yeah. There will be no spoilers here because, like, some people probably want to watch SmackDown after that, you know, during the regular time in the US, I mean. So no spoilers right now. People don't put in spoilers. I really want to, but, like, I will not. So the show starts with Cody Rhodes and Randy Orton. That's not a spoiler, you know. And so Cody Rhodes goes out, and I'm like, for damn sake, man, I'm watching this live, and I cannot fast forward through Cody Rhodes' entrance. And I'm like, this is what hell feels like. This is hell. And I do not remember the last time I've seen in real time Cody Rhodes' entrance. I just fast forward through it because I'm sorry. Fuck Cody. So, and then he gets on the microphone and he tries to open his mouth, and then Randy Orton's music hits, and I'm like, this is my personal hell. This is my personal hell. And those were like 12 minutes. Both of them. Both of those entrances. 12 minutes. And then right at the time they actually start talking on the microphone, Netflix gets a power outage.
Yeah, something happens.
Like, yeah, and I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. So what happened was, so they were out for 30 minutes, and I was like sitting on my couch, and I'm like, but I have snacks. I'm here, what the hell? What is this? So it's all my fault, I suppose, because I was ready to watch it live. So they come back, you see, you know, during the whole time, because the Titantrons in the arena apparently didn't work also, so they just stopped the show. And then Randy Orton started yeeting with the crowd. That was so great. And so they come back after freaking 30 minutes off the air. They come back to a Solo Sikoa promo backstage for which no one heard anything, because the microphones were gone bad. And like the whole crowd was chanting, we can't hear you. And I'm like, okay, what is this? And then they come back to the ring and they go to a commercial. And I'm like,
yes.
Such an awesome night for me to watch SmackDown live. But listen, like I tweeted out earlier, this is the most fitting episode of SmackDown to officially be the last ever 3-hour SmackDown. And then next week, we are back to a 2-hour SmackDown, baby! Rob and I are so incredibly happy about this because, like I told you guys last week, every time we get off the air with Rob and both of us were like, 3-hour SmackDown. So we get back to a 2-hour SmackDown. For the first time, I feel like I will be celebrating 4th of July, but not because, you know, the American stuff, but because 2-hour SmackDown. 2-hour SmackDown.
Yeah. It's a reason to celebrate.
Yes, it's a reason to celebrate. This is the wonderful opportunity for us to tell you guys that next week's coexisting with Rob and Maggie will be on a Thursday. So tune in next Thursday because it's 4th of July and people want to celebrate. So we'll go ahead and do the show on a Thursday. But yeah, hi, this is a wrestling show. I hope you guys aren't watching SmackDown. It sucks. I mean, the best match happened right before our show started. I got my hair chopped off, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes, I chopped this amount of hair. I was not sad to see it go. It was dry and so yeah, hi guys. This is a wrestling show. If you're here, please leave a like on the video. Rob and I appreciate you guys a ton. But leaving a like on the video will help us out a lot. It helps us out with the algorithm. Of course, what helps us even more with the algorithm is you guys leaving comments below the the podcast after we're over.
Yeah. Please do, it helps. Yes.
This goes a long way, and Rob and I are always there to, you know, reply to you guys if you guys have questions or anything. Please share, like, and subscribe this very channel, Fightful Overbook. Please like, share, and subscribe to the other main YouTube channel for Fightful. Also, please, you can send us Humper Chat at humperchats.com, or you can send a super chat at the bottom of the YouTube live chat, a little dollar sign. Any amount will get your question read on the air, and Rob and I always appreciate those because we are poor. Last but definitely not least, please subscribe to Fightful Select. A bunch of Fightful Select news went up this morning, today, and even throughout the week, in 2 weeks ahead, we have a lot of wrestling shows. You're going to want to be a Fightful Select subscriber.
Yeah. For sure. Oh, show. Oh, Maggie, you're right. It's been kind of busy. It's been crazy with that outage and everything going on today. But yeah, we're going to talk some wrestling because we got some predictions to do. I'm looking forward to doing that. And we're going to kick that off with a bang right now. Here we go. Let's go ahead and start off with Solo Sikoa challenging Jacob Fatu for the, I believe it's the United States Championship match. United States title match. Yep. So you got that going on. We'll start with that one. Maggie, I love watching Jacob Fatu. He's just awesome. He's badass. And Solo Sikoa is great too in his own ways. But Solo Sikoa will not be able to overcome the obstacles that Jacob Fatu is going to throw at him. What do you think? I have Jacob Fatu retaining, but I want to hear what you have to say. And everybody in the chat, let us know your predictions too, because I will read those on the air.
This is probably one of the two matches I'm looking forward to on this card, pretty much. I've loved the build towards this match. I'm the only thing I would rather have had was them beefing with each other a bit more and then having the match. So basically, this match is happening a little bit earlier for me. But I don't necessarily hate this because of Jacob Fatu. Also, for some reason, people just want to pretend that Solo Sikoa isn't good in the ring. He's also incredibly hilarious. Mm-hmm. And at some point, the audience are going to catch up on that. And they're going to just start loving Solo Sikoa because he is indeed hilarious. The way they got here, you know, Solo Sikoa was talking to JC Mateo Jeff Cobb backstage. And he was like, oh, he's not all there in the head and everything. And Jacob Fatu heard everything. So Jacob just cost Solo Sikoa the Money in the Bank briefcase. And then they have, you know, had disagreements and have fought one another. Solo said that he was the only one that saw Jacob's potential because he loves him. But then Jacob said that Solo was only using him to be tribal chief and to get ahead. Then Solo said that maybe the United States Championship was the problem. So there you go. There you have it. They're fighting for the championship title. I don't know how Hikuleo writes into this story, because I'm going to go ahead and say that Hikuleo is debuting at Night of Champions. Probably. So I don't know if he on whose side he is, because I kind of feel like I was talking to SP3 on Wednesday, because we did our whole, you know, prediction show on the True Heel Heat channel. And he said that he and I both agree that this is probably going to be a trio, you know, there's probably going to be three matches of this entire feud with the United States Championship. So in order for it to make sense, for it to be, you know, a trilogy, Solo Sikoa needs to win the first match. And by that, I mean win the championship. And I know you hate this because I hate it too. That's not what we want. So I don't know how Hikuleo writes into this. Maybe I don't know if Hikuleo joins Solo Sikoa in reforming the Bloodline 2.0, but I'm gonna go ahead and say that that's probably the thing, because okay. I kind of like Jacob Fatu as a lone wolf. I miss you, Wardlow. There was no need for you to videotape yourself half naked and promoting, you know, a betting sponsor. And there's zero reason for you to be half naked, yet you still did, and that's why we love you. Thank you so much. Yeah, so I prefer Jacob being a lone wolf, but I don't know. I don't know how Hikuleo fits into this entire thing. What do you think?
I think if we do, well, we know we're going to see a run in because that's what we always get. However, I think if Solo is going to win, I would prefer it in this case to be Hikuleo helping him out. That's the only way I would be okay with this. I still don't think that's the right call. I think you have to go with what's good and go with the fire that is the crowd reacting to Jacob Fatu. I mean, he gets a hell of a pop. We know that. And I think you just got to keep running with it. I just don't see Jacob Fatu losing this title this quickly. That's just me, though.
No, I was reading a comment in our comments from Bryn, who said that she can't make it next week, and now I kind of want to die.
Son of a bitch.
No, yeah, no.
She did. She told me that she couldn't make it, so unfortunately.
Sucks. So I hope you have a good reason, Bryn, by the way. Jesus. I do agree with you. I will have no problem if Jacob retains his championship. But you never know when it comes to Bloodline 2.0 shenanigans and stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. So I completely agree with you on that one. We will go on to our next match here. Let's move it over to the match that a lot of people are happy to see because he's on TV. It's Karrion Kross taking on the Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn got a monster pop in Saudi Arabia from everything I've seen, basically from just like the crowd is just, it was massive. And I love hearing that for Sami because we are pro Sami here.
Love Sami here.
But I think Karrion Kross is going to get the win here. I really do. Because I just have a few. Huh?
Seriously?
Yeah, I think he's going to get the win here. I do. Yep. And my predictions, you know, are not always the best. But in this case, I'm going with the outside chance. I'm going with the outside chance that Karrion Kross gets the victory here. Because just the reaction he's been getting, like, after, like, egging on Sami, like he, like him and Scarlett, like their reaction after Sami punched him last week, she goes, "You got him right where you want him," or something like that. And
yeah.
I'm curious to see where that goes. So,
well, I think that there's no chance Sami loses this match, but I do, I kind of feel like Kross will try to sacrifice himself in order for Sami to. I think Sami will win, but not in an honorable way. That's what I'm saying. And Kross will be happy that he may have lost, but he won in corrupting Sami's soul. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I get you there, but and we do have some folks in chat who have different predictions here. They Clown says Solo wins with the help of Hikaleo. We got Scott George saying I'm going with Solo to win. Bryn says Fatu wins, but it's going to be a hard-hitting match. Let's see here. Corey says I predict something there will be something crazily hilarious and something else that will be a nervous and uncomfortable talking point. Meanwhile, there will be maybe a great match or two that falls under the radar. Yep, that is true.
That is shockingly passive, Corey.
Yeah. Bren also adds maybe Solo wins by DQ.
Yes, this is a possibility too. Oh, look, it's the bunny. No, it's the bunny. That's not
the bunny.
That's the bunny. Yeah, that's
the bunny. The bunny, okay.
Yes.
Soupy says DQ finish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Princess Fatu could win by DQ if Hikaleo interferes.
Yes.
Scott George says Sami isn't losing in Saudi. Corey says I should be here then. Thanks, Super. Maybe I clicked the wrong one there. Bryn says, I bet Sami wins and it'll help set him up for a Rumble win next year in Saudi. I've seen a lot of people on that train with Sami winning the Rumble next year.
I bet he does. I'm also on that train right now, but like, because there's logic behind him winning the Rumble next year, because that's kind of, a Rumble win for him, and then him winning the championship at WrestleMania, I kind of feel like it's a no-brainer, and it's the probable way to go. Yeah, because Sammy winning the Rumble will get an enormous pop anywhere in the world. Absolutely anywhere. And I feel like this is a good way of seeing how they will react. So
yeah,
they're absolutely right. I do feel right now I pick Sammy to win the Rumble, and it's June. So what the hell do I know? they still have time to adjust if something else happens to be the main focus when it comes to the crowd. But yes, everything points to Sammy winning the Rumble right now. Yeah. I don't know what your opinion is right now, because like you seem surprised that people are on the Sammy train.
No, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I'm just surprised by it. I'm not saying I'm against it. I just don't know, you know, like okay. It's interesting that'll say, because I like that Sammy might get a shot at, well, this is early prediction, but I do love the fact that there's a possibility Sammy could win this title, like a major title. Okay. He deserves it. And yeah, I'm all for it. I hope he does.
Yes.
Man,
yes.
So I'm definitely all for that. The Queen of the Ring match is finishing. The two finalists are Jade Cargill and Asuka. Man.
So listen, I was having a conversation with Chris today. And he was like, who do you think, who do you got winning Queen of the Ring? And I'm like, none of the people in the finals. And because, sure, Asuka, of course. But like, I fucking hate Cody, man. I'm not a Randy Orton fan too. And in the women, I was kind of rooting for Alexa or Roxy. And like these entire tournaments were kind of not what I wanted to. Like we talked about this last week. The singles match potential that they had in this tournament was immensely great, and they just decided not to do it. And instead of that, just straight out have four-way matches to excuse themselves from crappy finishes. And I hated that a lot. Mm. Yeah, so the way we got here wasn't that good. And I'm sorry, I'm watching SmackDown right now and I'm pissed off and I will not say why. So between Jade and Asuka, I'm pulling a lot for Asuka, and I think that Jade's gonna win. Probably. But for me, King and Queen of the Ring, this should be a tournament that is given to, you know, ring generals. And right now, I don't see Jade anywhere near that caliber. We saw the match against Roxy this past week. It was not good. I adore the way she looks, and I do feel like she has a ton of potential. And if she, like, the limited moveset that she has, she executes borderline perfectly. And when it comes to hitting moves in an impactful way, sure, yes. But, you know, her selling is still up in the air, and, like, a lot of things should be looked over. And I just don't feel like she's ready for that singles run, because she was excellent in the tag division. And I feel like this helped her a lot. But because of everything that happened and her absence, I feel like she lost a ton of momentum. So I wish Asuka would win here, but I do feel like Jade is going home with the crown and everything. What do you think happens? Are you like, what have you thought of the tournament as a whole? Are you this bummed out as I am, or do you have hope?
You know, this is a match that I can see both people like winning. Like, this is a hard match to predict, because part of me is the reaction Asuka's been getting has been just superb. And I don't like Jade. They can protect Jade. If they can protect Jade by having Naomi cost her. Even though like some people are like, okay, let's move on from that. I don't really know how I would feel about Jade pinning Asuka, or if somebody else interferes, I like, then I'll be okay with it. This is a time where I'm actually kind of hoping that there's a run-in. Like, I don't say that often at all, but in this case, I think both women need to be protected in a way. And this is, I think in the long run, I think Queen of the Ring would benefit Jade Cargill more than Asuka right now. I think adding to her numbers, her legacy, or whatever you want to look at it, I think that would be good. Depending on the long term aspects that WWE looks at her. Otherwise, I can completely see Asuka. Like, this is my hardest match, but I think Jade is going to win here. But this is one where I'm going to be okay with whoever wins, because I can see it go both ways. Like, who are they going to run? Like, who are they going to run with? Because it's a very tough call, and I'm just going with Jade. I think that's the way they're going. So let's see here. And as far as the tournament goes, I don't like the. I like going back to the good old days, as I call it. I like the King of the Ring tournament and the Queen of the Ring tournament the way it was. However, since they went away from that, I would actually prefer a bigger tournament that goes on for a while. Yeah. Kind of like the way AEW does. I wish they would do that. I wish they would make it a lot like a bigger tournament. And even like people that don't wrestle much on TV, I would like them to be in it. That way you just get people on TV and it just builds the tournament better. And by the end of it, whoever wins those tournaments, they look better because they outlasted all these people. I think it would go a long ways if they made the tournament a bigger deal instead of like just being so short and having triple threat matches. That's not what the King of the Ring's about. Like, I just don't like that. I don't like having triple threat matches.
Exactly. It's as if like they thought of this 2 weeks before, and then they, you know, decided to do that. I do understand your everyone's fascination with Jade winning, because the one thing that is absolutely clear is Jade winning Queen of the Ring and then pinning Tiffany Stratton to win the championship, and then Naomi cashes in on her immediately. I feel like that's the story as a whole. And it's right there. It's right there. And I know, because like Naomi versus Jade was the best build storyline heading into this year's WrestleMania. And I get it. And I understand. And that is the only reason, because like, if we see a champion Naomi, it will all make sense and it will all be great.
Yeah. For sure. And let's see here what we got. Brent says Asuka winning and challenging Io at SummerSlam would be great, but my gut says Jade wins and we get Jade versus Tiffany at SummerSlam.
Yes.
Oops, sorry, wrong one. Scott sounds like he agreed with you, but Ophelia Payne says we can get Asuka and Io without her winning Queen of the Ring.
Yes.
That is cool. Clown says, I hope Asuka wins. Sean Garner, hello, Sean, says this is Jade's time.
Yes.
Because the story is Jade winning the title and Naomi costing her.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Soupy says, I think you make Jade the queen, or make Jade queen, and you tie up Naomi with her. You tie it up with Naomi and her at Money in the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Scott George says, Asuka for me, evil Asuka is back, hopefully. Okay, so Corey says, I hope they both win. So I completely
damn it,
agree.
Corey. Damn it, Corey.
Yeah, so in my opinion, this is the hardest match to predict.
Probably, yes. Probably.
We go to the street fight. Mommy. Rhea Ripley taking on Raquel Rodriguez.
So, this is kind of also hard for me.
That's what
because
she said.
It's Rhea Ripley. You're just a child. It's Rhea yes. Ripley, but also you can get Roxanne Perez helping Raquel once again in solidifying Raquel, picking her to be tag team champions with her while Liv is gone. And then Liv losing it the moment she returns. It's right there.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I agree with your point there.
Yeah, but honestly, I have no idea what to pick because Roxy can still help, but she could fail. And Raquel could just be grateful to Roxy that she tried and give her the benefit of the doubt. That still could happen. But like Rhea has been losing a bunch lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know. People adore Rhea. Who wouldn't? But I don't know what's the best storyline here. I honestly don't. I really don't.
I definitely see Roxanne getting involved tomorrow.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, and I think they go with Rhea. I think Rhea gets the win here. I'm going with Rhea Ripley to get the win. Clown says I think Maggie just predicted how this match will happen. Roxy hopes her get the win. So. Yeah, very interesting.
I don't like champions being pinned. I don't want my tag team champion getting pinned.
Yeah, I can.
I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be incredibly two-faced of me to say that Raquel winning unclean, you know, with outside interference protects Rhea. I know it kind of does, but I bitch and moan about this and, you know, all the time. So I don't know if I'm if I sound a bit two-faced when I say this. I'm gonna go with Raquel.
Okay.
I don't know. If the one time Rhea wins is this time, I'm gonna be a bit pissed.
Phileas says, I'm curious what they are going to do with the women's tag team titles. I think they're going to put Roxanne involved. I think that's how they're going to do it.
Yeah, well, on tonight's SmackDown, not a spoiler. It was just a conversation between Nick Aldis and Adam Pearce that they said that they had to figure out the situation for the tag titles. So I'm pretty sure that they themselves have no idea what to do right now. So, yeah.
Eric says, he thinks Roxanne cost Rhea, then thinks when Liv comes back, her and Rhea will beat Raquel and Roxanne for the tag titles. Wow, that'd be interesting. That would be very interesting.
That'll be very, very interesting, but like not from the get-go, because Rhea and Liv have a lot of repairing to do.
Yeah.
If that's gonna be a thing.
I do like that idea though. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good idea, but they're gonna have to make it make sense. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Now we go on to the King of the Ring.
Barf.
Finals.
Barf.
Sir Cody Rhodes taking on Randall Keith Orton.
I don't care.
Maggie does not care. There's a part of me that can see Randy Orton winning this.
I hope you're right. I hope this part of you that sees itself makes it a thing. Because fuck Cody, man. Fuck Cody. I have to give WWE credit when it's due. They actually made me cheer for Randy Orton. Bravo.
Yeah.
Bravo. You did it. But of course, when it comes to Randy Orton's achievement in wrestling and his career and everything, I do feel like he deserves the King of the Ring crown and championship opportunity at SummerSlam and et cetera, et cetera. But of course, the moment I get on that bandwagon, they're not going to give it to me. They're going to give it to Cody, because I'm pretty sure that they're heading towards Cody Rhodes dethroning Cena for the championship at SummerSlam. I'm pretty sure that that's where they're headed. Fucking barf. I'm so over with Cody's booking in WWE. I don't want you to get me wrong. I adore Cody, but the way he's being booked is barf material. I don't want to watch this. It's boring. It's incredibly rah-rah. Somehow, with his promos, he makes it look interesting for a second. And then everything goes to shit again. Because Cody Rhodes is a wonderful promo, but like it's been the same thing for 3 years now. Get me out of here. How do I get out? So that's the reason why. And it's just not my cup of tea, man. It's really not. I'm sorry. Again, every time I get into this Cody Rhodes thing, and I just say how much I hate the guy, I don't mean actually the guy, but his booking. I am not a fan of the booking.
Yeah. No, I get it.
I want everyone to know that.
So it sounds like you're going with Randy Orton?
No. Cody. Of course I'm not.
Okay. I think Cody wins again. I think they're going that route. Two King of the Ring finals in a row, right? So I'm going that route myself. I think Cody wins, but man, there's just a part of me that can see Randy Orton winning. So
I hope you're right. This is the match I hope I'm wrong about.
So Brent says Cody wins. Scott says King Cody. Clown says Cody wins. And the fact that he had to beat his best, he beat his friends to get back the title will hopefully fuel a heel turn down the road. I'm hoping that's the case. I'm hoping we see something like that tomorrow, like a hint of a heel turn coming. That's what I want if Cody wins this match.
We kind of saw a hint of a heel turn when it came to his match against Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
And I love that match, man. He was gloating.
Yep.
And they did nothing with that. Like, a heel Cody Rhodes is something incredibly fascinating. I want to see what that is.
Soupy says Cody will get his kingdom. Bryn adds that if we get Cena versus Cody part two at SummerSlam, I think Cena wins and maybe a double turn. Yeah, I could see that too.
I want a double turn, man. I want a double turn.
We move on to the main event. John Cena defending his title against CM Punk, who is a major heel in Saudi Arabia based off the reactions we've seen and everything. That
Yeah, but he apologized today.
Yeah.
He did apologize to a fan. Okay, listen, we got to talk about the pipe bomb last Friday. Yeah, what did you think of it?
Oh, I loved it. I love when the fourth wall gets broken. Anytime. I love it. So that was a good promo. And the thing is like everybody else, like I saw on Twitter, where the hell has that been? You know, like during this, that's what we've been needing from Cena. We needed this stuff. That was a monster.
Did we?
I think so. Like, I'm talking about how boring his promos were.
Course. But what we got here was pee-pee.
Well, I didn't see that, but whatever. No, I just think it was the best. I just think it was great. Go ahead.
What we saw was people cheering for the heel, and that's not because they were cheering for Cena throughout this entire thing, because it's Cena. And what had to happen in kayfabe was for him to do something that actually makes the crowd boo him just so they can cheer CM Punk. But the thing is, this was so good, and I agree with you. This was incredible. I was cutting strawberries before work, and I will turn my head towards the television when he said the second sentence, because I was like, he's doing the pipe bomb. And I said with my knife, you know, on the couch, and I'm like, oh my God, he's doing it. I can't believe he's doing it. And it was an incredible promo. He did say hi to Claudio Castagnoli, Nick Nemeth, Matt Cardona. I enjoy this.
What do you think about the theory behind that?
Theory? I find it amusing, but I also kind of feel like it's a reach. But it's an incredibly amusing reach.
Yeah, and what we're referring to is when he said Nick Nemeth, he's talking about Nick Jackson. When he said Matt Cardona, he's talking about Matt Jackson. And then the Claudio Castagnoli is Colt Cabana, because you got two C's there for the first and last name. I loved it because it got people talking. It got the tinfoil hats on.
Oh, yeah. And Matt Cardona said hi back. This was
Yeah, he said hi back at was a GCW event, I believe. Yeah. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm, so, but
and I enjoy things like this because it gets people talking, and that's why I absolutely love when it happens. And I loved it, but it didn't do much of anything for Cena the heel and Punk the face. That's what I'm talking about. Also, that shot of CM Punk laying in the because Cena gave him an AA through a table, and then Cena climbed the ropes and sat on the top rope and just cut the promo from there. That shot was amazing, and that Slim Jim table will burn my eyes forever. Because And people were like, oh, it killed me to watch Punk being dead in you know, a table carcass for 10 minutes straight. This was so lame. And I'm like, yeah, it was exactly as lame as the original pipe bomb, because Cena laid there for 10 minutes also. So it was exactly as lame as the original promo. So
lame? What are you talking about? You find those promos lame?
Not the promos.
Oh, well, you said, okay, sorry. You said, like, I I was confused for a second. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, listen to me. I was talking about the sitting like a dead person.
That part. Now I got you. I thought you were, like, for a second, like I said, I was confused.
Maybe if you listened to me, you wouldn't be confused.
Wow.
Shots fired. I think everyone will be okay. You know, you're just looking for stuff to be complaining about when it comes to awesome segments like this. So I don't know if it did much for the feud or the match. But I loved it. Not gonna lie. I adore how it went down. So when it comes to the match, so yes, CM Punk apologized to the Saudi Arabia crowd. Sure, of course. I still think he's gonna get booed. And I think Cena is winning here. Distraction, a lot of ref bumps. I see a lot of ref bumps in their future. A lot of ref bumps. And the title, hitting with titles and everything. And then Cena wins the match. That's what I predict. I don't think CM Punk's winning at all.
Okay.
What do you think?
Cena wins. I don't see Punk winning either. It's just not going to go that route. I think the one thing I know I don't want, for the love of God, is for Rollins to try to cash in, and like, he doesn't get to do it. Like, he doesn't do the cash in at all. But the last thing I want him to do is get involved where him and CM Punk are back at it. I want that to be completely moved on. So that's why I really hope tomorrow we do not see Seth Rollins trying to jump in. I'm actually hoping if Seth Rollins does anything as far as cashing in, it's at Saturday night's main event in a couple weeks. If he's going to do that at all. Because I am at the point now where I'm like, whatever it is to not let Goldberg win that title, I'm all for it. That's how I feel about it. As much as we love Gunther, if he's to lose this match, the only way I want it to be is if it happens because of Seth Rollins cashing in. That's the only way I'll take it. It's the only way I will accept it.
But otherwise, I will only accept if Seth pins Goldberg. That's what I want. Goldberg to be pinned, man. I don't care.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly what I want, if it's going to happen at all. So that's the way we got to go with it. But I am looking forward to this show. I think it's going to be a good show. Sometimes going into these Saudi shows, a lot of people are apprehensive about it, because they don't really know what they're going to get. And there's a lot of people that don't watch that show at all, which I understand.
Absolutely.
And that's cool. If that's what they want to do, that's awesome. Good for them.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say I saw it in chat. Now I can't find it. One second here. But Matt Cardona did cash in on this John Cena's thing. He says, "Hey, Matt Cardona, made a t-shirt at PWTs. Make that money, Matt. Make that money. I love it."
Yeah, absolutely. As a whole, I initially, and I still cannot believe that they're gonna go ahead and go with the show because of, you know, safety reasons and everything that's happening in that part of the world. But it's, I hope everyone stays safe, because a lot of things about politics that I hate, I will not, I will not talk about stuff like this while talking about wrestling, because I really don't want. No. I really, really don't want to. And I just hope everyone stays safe. And yes, If people choose not to watch those shows, they're absolutely entitled to not watching those shows. So yeah, I hope it's a great show. It's on at a wonderful time for me, so I hope I can watch it. I can watch it live if their stream is good and it's not lagging at all. Yeah. So please, for the love of God.
Eric says he's talking about when it happens, Roman will cause Seth Rollins. Scott George says save that for Goldberg. He's talking about the Money in the Bank. He's talking about Money in the Bank cash in. Brent says, good point, Rob. At Money in the Bank cash in on Saturday night main event would be wild. Power Driver says, yeah, cool. I ain't getting fooled into thinking that the name drops are all important. I also don't hate the promo, but there is a lack of creativity. I can see your point there too, but I think as far as the creativity goes, I actually like it creatively because it got people talking and that's the goal. Now, could it have been different? Sure. But I think the goal there was to get people talking and that's how you do it. Cause that pipe bomb is infamous and
absolutely.
And it's been a long time, like since we've seen something like that. And the Cena like title reign has needed a shot in the arm. And I think that helped give it one.
Sure.
So but that's how I feel. And Maggie, it's time for a little Cooper effect. Ready?
Yes. Yes. It is.
There's two. I have two little Cooper effects. This one I'm just adding as a congratulations. The band is back together.
Yes.
We got to see. There was a wedding for the Jinder Mahal, formerly known as Jinder Mahal. Keith Slater and Drew McIntyre went to his wedding, and I just love seeing this photo because three man band
so good.
Rocked.
We're three man band.
Yeah, yep, for sure. I thought that was great. Seeing that photo was made me smile. But the main Cooper effect here, and I'll be doing
it. Listen, guys, Rob is so happy to do this Cooper effect.
It'll shock people.
Him at all to say those words whatsoever. No,
this one I'm okay with. So if you know, you know about my history with Tony Schiavone. That's all I'll say. And it's a stupid thing. It's my way, and it's my way of just kind of having fun with it. Tony Schiavone blocked me on Twitter for some reason. I don't know why. I've never said anything negative about him, or really, I don't say anything negative about wrestlers in general. But it's okay. But I've been making it like just a bit, really. But I'm putting that all aside for this Cooper effect because of how
one
awesome
night
it is.
Only.
Yeah, for one night only. So this is a pup, as you can tell. And why I'm bringing that up is because of what Mr. Schiavone did. Tony Schiavone flew across the country to adopt a rescue dog at the Monroe Motley Zoo. Tony said a chance encounter with the rescue dog backstage at an AEW event led him to a life-changing friendship and a cross-country adoption. He said it started when Soraya arrived at a show with a Chihuahua Beagle mix. He said, holy smokes. Schiavone recalled, I love Chihuahuas and I love Beagles. It's perfect. Soraya told him that the dog came from the Motley Zoo in Washington, where they adopted it, or where her and her boyfriend at the time adopted it. I don't know if it's the same. It just says who with her boyfriend. So there's that. Anyways, the conversation stuck with Schiavone. And the next time AEW held a show in the Seattle area, he contacted the Motley Zoo. And made a trip to be able to see a few dogs, and he ended up adopting one. The specific litter that Zaria Dogs came from was already adopted, but he was able to find one. Shivani said he browsed the rescue's website and spotted a small dog resembling the Chihuahua that he recently lost, and he called them and said, "I'm going to come get the dog. Get that dog." In the meantime, he and his wife had also adopted a beagle named Bucky from a rescue in Atlanta. His wife assumed that that was the end of their adoption journey, but Shivani had already made a promise to the Motley Zoo he would follow through. Using his frequent flyer miles, he flew to Seattle, took an Uber to Monroe, and brought home a dog named Dobby all in one day. Tony says he's been my little buddy ever since. He follows me all around the house. He won't even go upstairs at bedtime unless I'm there. So
that little sunshine.
Yes. So that was we say it every time, and I'll say it again. We love it when anybody helps animals. Tony says he now donates monthly to a nonprofit and credits it to the staff at that zoo. He says, "I want to see them prosper. I know people. I know the work that they do." Tony says, even though he lives in Atlanta, he fell in love with the area and has visited the rescue multiple times. And he says it's gorgeous here. He's had a passion for animals for a long time, so it's just really cool of him to do this. And kudos to Mr. Shivani for doing that. Anytime you can rescue a dog, please do, because it's just good. It's a good thing. And I'm happy that Tony's happy, because it's just awesome, you know? Like, it just really is. So I'm happy to see this for him. Yes. Yeah. So good for him. And now we can go back to our bit. So back to it. kudos to Mr. Shivani on that. That's awesome. Glad he did that.
Yeah, that's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. Yep. Yes, adopt, do not shop.
Yep, adopt, don't shop. Anyways, I did find another photo of the dog. So I'm going to put that up here real quick so people can see that. It is Tony with the pup. Hopefully, there we go.
What's up with his eyes, man?
I don't know. He probably found out.
No. Tony Schiavone does not have eyes like that. That is not.
Yeah, that's hell of a look there. Scott Dorf says he blocks most of wrestling media. I have been aware of that. But that's okay. Yeah. Soupy says, "Are we getting a CM Punk and Rob apology on the same day?"
That's what I said. Send us a bunch of money with Super Chat and Humper Chats, and you might apologize to Tony Schiavone.
Tony Schiavone.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. So, did you like Dynamite this week?
I thought it was a pretty solid show. Nothing stood out for it to be a classic show. I did like the fact that we're seeing more with the Young Bucks and Hangman. I love the fact that lots of people came in and tried to rescue Hangman, but there was one person who did not, and the name was Swerve Strickland. I like that.
Yeah, but you do know why, right?
Yeah. Well, I want to hear your theory, but go ahead.
No, the Young Bucks suspended him.
No, that's right. Damn it. I thought he didn't go out there because he would...
No, they suspended
him. I forgot all about that. Damn it. Maggie, you ruined a good moment.
That's what I do. Yeah. That's what I do most of the time. Yeah, it's not... It's fine. I mean, because Swerve did do a huge swerve stomp on the Young Bucks and security that they had surrounding them. Because Will Ospreay and Swerve Strickland officially challenged the Young Bucks at All In, and they wanted their EVP statuses on the line. So I don't know. We initially don't know what this entirely means. Because if Ospreay and Swerve win, are they going to be the EVPs?
Yeah. See, they didn't really say that, so I don't...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes. So there's time. They can make sense out of this. But they are pretty fired up. They are.
Yeah.
So the Young Bucks... I love the way that they're slowly sliding in the Founding Fathers in there. Because they're also calling them the Founding Fathers.
Yeah.
As well. So I'm kind of sure that that's where what they're going to go with. Because one of them is almost 40 and the other one is 37. So, or 36, I don't care. Nick Jackson is my age. Yes, he's 36 and the other one, and Matt Jackson is 39. You cannot possibly call them Young Bucks now. And forever, please don't do that.
Call them old F's.
The old fucks.
Yeah.
So yeah, the Founding Fathers is a wonderful substitute.
So Pile Driver Finisher says only Founding Father I acknowledge is Christian Cage. Hey, I want to also here's an apology. Last week I accidentally muted one of his comments, I think, on the Raw podcast. So I apologize. That was not intended to happen. I was trying to block somebody else's, but I didn't block him from the YouTube channel by any means. I hit the
did you undo it?
I tried. It wouldn't let me.
Okay. So, oh, damn it.
So I did leave a comment in the chat, but I don't know if you saw it. So again, Pile Driver, it was not intended.
Pile Driver, sweetie, we appreciate you. I'm so sorry.
That is, yeah, funny. Maggie, did you have the chance to watch AEW Collision?
No.
Okay. Well, there was one part. Are you going to watch it?
Yes, tomorrow.
Okay. Because I was going to show you a clip of something, and it's not really spoiling. Okay. I just loved it.
Are we allowed to do the clip on our show?
It's short, so I was hoping. Now I don't know. Let's see here. Probably better not, but yeah, I better not do that one. Anyways, the clip was going to be Mercedes, what she said yesterday to Toni Storm. I don't know. Did you see any tweets?
She was not another motherfucker or like that. I saw a couple of things. I saw also, you know, the Kyle Fletcher versus Kyle O'Reilly.
So I'm going to give everybody like 5 seconds in case you're listening with kids. You can turn the volume down. So, but this is what she said. She says, Mercedes says to Toni Storm, "You're not just some motherfucker. You're the fucker that's going to get so fucked over at All In." Oh, man. I was so like, I loved it so much. It was so good. Yeah, it was so good that, it was good. I loved it. So.
Okay.
That was it. That's all I wanted to add.
No. Yes, I'm all of the time, 24/7 throughout this entire show, listening to you. But I just saw Punk. And guys, you're gonna have to see this. Oh my god. Just watch SmackDown. Damn it. Okay.
Yeah.
Just watch SmackDown. I just
so
LOL'd in my mind. God, this is so good. So I will be watching Collision tomorrow because I will catch up shortly on SmackDown after our show and watch everything that I missed while Rob and I were talking. So I will be watching Collision tomorrow before work. Hopefully, Night of Champions in real life time.
Yeah.
If Netflix is good enough to show us the show and everything. But yes.
Yeah. Something else that happened last night was MJF appeared at MLW and attacked Mystico. That shocked everybody.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw Joel and Jeremy talking about this on In the Weeds. A bit shocking. Is the match happening at All In?
Not yet, but I'm
not yet because for in my eyes, this match will move a lot of tickets. But then MJF on this week's Dynamite, he said that he's entering a qualifier for the Gauntlet, and I'm like, what is this? Are you saying that there's a qualifier for just being the Gauntlet? He's a former AEW champion. Why does he have to qualify for a Gauntlet? It was a bit strange for me. Like, I don't know. I love the fact that Kevin Knight and Speedball Mike Bailey will be going after the tag titles. But I don't know. Like, I don't know. Is the match official? I don't think it is.
Yeah, I don't believe it is.
Yeah, it's not. So we'll get to see where things go from there. But yeah, MJF and Mystico should be on the card for All In.
Oh. Faux show. What else you want to talk about?
do I want to rant about NXT again?
That's up to you.
No.
If you don't want to, no, you're fine. Well, this might be our early episode because I got nothing left. So yeah, Maggie, plug your shit.
Yeah, guys, do not forget. Next week we have a Thursday special episode because of your 4th of July celebration and everything. I will also be celebrating 4th of July. Solely because of the 2-hour SmackDown officially being back next week. I am so up for this. Guys, you can follow me on Twix or Twitter or whatever at Maggie_IK. You can also follow me on Instagram at Maggie.IK. And if you guys still do the blue sky thing, at Maggie-IK, where I adore Bryn tagging me and all her food. I adore this. You will be cooking for me. Alongside Chris someday. I will make this happen because the yummy stuff that those people are doing, are making and preparing. Guys, please do not forget. Tag me in your foods. Just tag me in your food. This is the easiest way in which you can make me, interact with you. Also, just if you're just a wholesomely wonderful person, just that right there. Yeah. Thank you guys so much. Please leave a like on the video and please comment below after the video is done. Thank you so much. Please subscribe to Fightful Select. Rob?
Yeah, guys, the next time you will see us on a Friday is not going to be until July 18th because we are going to be doing a show on Sunday, July 13th. Because next
After All In.
Yeah, after All In. The reason why is I will be on a vacation. Yeah, I'm going to New York. My pops is going to be the fan of the game at the New York Yankees Seattle Mariners game. So that's where they honor a veteran in the seventh inning of every game at Yankee Stadium. So he's going to be getting honored for that. He grew up a Yankees fan. So it's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that. Going to New York, going to have fun. And I hope to come back. I don't want to be swimming with the fishes.
Yeah, I also want you to come back. And when I think about it, July is going to be all up in the air. Because, okay, so next week we're doing Thursday the 3rd.
Yep.
The week after that, we are doing a special Sunday edition of Coexisting on the 13th after All In. And we're going to talk a lot about All In. The week after that, we will be back on a Friday on the 18th, but the week after that, We also will be on at a Thursday on July 24th because the 25th, 26th, and 27th are is officially the 3-day music festival in my hometown, where I will be watching a lot of bands from my childhood. And I will be there. I'll be watching Smashing Pumpkins, Kankanansi, Machine Head, Sepultura, Gojira, While She Sleeps.
Well, wake her ass up.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And a lot more. I'm so here for this.
So July's looking good for us.
July's looking good for us all over the place, guys. We are so happy that you're supporting us. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. We appreciate you very much. If you watch Night of Champions tomorrow, we hope you enjoy it. Otherwise, we will see you next week. Yeah, you can. So peace out, homies. We'll see ya. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. You can check out all our previous episodes on your favorite podcast platforms or youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked.